Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Today on The Brian Lehrer Show, who put the B in LGBT? We'll talk about being bisexual in 2014, the personal and the political, and why that is changing. Who cares who the New York City Council Speaker is? We'll tell you why you perhaps should care, whether it's Dan Garodnick or Melissa Mark Viverito, that election taking place today. Also, the war on poverty, young again at 50 years old, and why the American Dialectic Association has chosen because as its word of the year, because changing, in shorthand. But we begin with some breaking news about GW Bridgegate, the closing of local access lanes in Fort Lee to the bridge for commuters for a few days in September. The question has been, was it political payback against the Democratic mayor of Fort Lee for not supporting Governor Christie for re-election, right? So the Record newspaper of Northern New Jersey has just broken some new details, and New Jersey Public Radio reporter Matt Katz, who covers the Christie administration, has been checking them out. Hi, Matt. Good morning. What's new?
Good morning, Brian. I just got obtained those same emails, and they're pretty explosive, to be honest with you. We thought the governor had told us that nobody in his senior staff, that he spoke to everybody in his senior staff, and nobody knew about these lane closures in September. And these emails indicate otherwise. They indicate that his campaign manager, who used to be on his senior staff, knew about it. It indicates that another person, Bridget Ann Kelly, and his senior staff, said in August, 2 weeks before the lane closures that caused these major traffic jams, she wrote an email to Christie's contact at the Port Authority, Christie's appointee at the Port Authority, David Wildstein, and she wrote, "Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee."
No. As specific and direct as that? Time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee?
That's correct. And a minute later, the response from Wildstein was, "Got it."
Who is this person again who wrote that email?
Her name is Bridget Ann Kelly. She is the Deputy Chief of Staff for Legislative and Intergovernmental Affairs, meaning she's in charge of dealing with local governments and the legislature and everything else. That is a senior staff position. She took over for Bill Stepien, who became the campaign manager, who left the administration to become Christie's campaign manager, and 2 weeks ago was named to the Republican Governors Association, which Christie is the chairman of. And yesterday, Stepien became the head of the Republican Party in the state of New Jersey, and he's also is evident all over these emails. Right after the lane closures, he calls the mayor of Fort Lee, who had complained about these massive traffic jams. He calls the mayor an idiot, and he says, "Win some, lose some." Fort Lee, I mean, Democrats up to this point have been saying that this was in retaliation to the mayor of Fort Lee, who didn't endorse Christie for re-election. And the Christie administration has denied this up and down. But the Fort Lee and the mayor are described as Serbia, meaning they're outliers in these emails. It'll be a tough November for this little Serbian. That's what Wildstein writes to Stepien.
Serbia. And the timeline of this coming in August, time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee. Did that come after anything particular had happened? Was it specifically that the mayor of Fort Lee, who's a Democrat, by the way, you wouldn't even necessarily expect to endorse the Republican gubernatorial candidate, had he just declined to endorse or endorse Christie's Democratic opponent, Bob Rabono? Can you tell from this, and I realize this just came out like within the hour, but can you tell from this whether there was something specific that precipitated this email in August?
No, it's unclear. I mean, it's kind of almost starts in the middle of the conversation, it seems. But we do know in August, that's when the governor was getting a ton of Democratic endorsements. That's when they were really pouring in. He got almost, I believe, 60 endorsements from elected Democratic officials. And clearly, this mayor, along with others, were wooed for their endorsements. And they were, whatever this mayor did, whether it was he didn't endorse the governor or something else, they were out to get him, it seems. I mean, when the traffic happened, an unknown recipient, an unknown person texts David Wildstein and says, "Is it wrong that I'm smiling?" "No," Wildstein writes in response. The person writes, "I feel badly about the kids, I guess." This is referring to the fact that there were kids stuck in traffic on the way to their first day of school. Then listen to this. Wildstein responds, "They are the children of Buono voters," referring to Barbara Buono, the Democratic candidate who is running against Christie.
Wow. Talking that way about New Jersey kids. Who wrote that email?
Wildstein wrote, "They are the children of Buono voters." It's unclear because there's parts redacted for unknown reasons. It's unclear who he was interacting with.
And Wildstein, will remind people, is Christie's childhood friend who went on to be his man at the Port Authority, who has since resigned as a result of what was already revealed about this GW Bridgegate, right?
He has since resigned. These documents, we believe, some of these documents come from him because he was under a subpoena, and he is scheduled to appear and testify tomorrow in the state legislature. And
oh, really? So I guess the lawmakers have some new questions to ask him tomorrow now.
They certainly do, and it'll be interesting to see if he tries to plead the fifth or if he falls on the sword for the administration and doesn't say anything, or maybe he wants to spill the beans and say that this came from higher up and he was following orders.
And, of course, this has massive potential political implications since Chris Christie is believed to be the leading Republican presidential hopeful for 2016. Does it tie back to Chris Christie himself?
I mean, we know that Christie said, "I spoke to my senior staff and they've assured me that they were not involved." So we now know that either there is a possible failure of management here in that somebody lied to him and said that they weren't involved when they were, or that the governor was being not truthful with us. One of those things must be the case here. So either of those scenarios would certainly seem to be a problem for him politically.
And at very least, to the question of whether Christie is a bully, which is one that's going to dog him, and some people like his style and find it just very direct, and some people label it bullying, people working under him felt empowered to have this kind of relationship with the mayor of Fort Lee and the children who were stuck in the traffic, and to be kind of gleeful about it.
That's right. That's right. And they also mentioned other people, Steve Phillip, the mayor of Jersey City, who this week says he believes he may have been retaliated against for not endorsing the governor. He didn't get he had meetings canceled with Christie administration officials after he told them he wasn't going to endorse Christie last year. His name comes up in these emails as somebody who is just after the mayor of Fort Lee, as somebody who's on they don't use these words, but the indicates that he's on the naughty list, they don't like him almost as much as they don't like the mayor of Fort Lee. And Phillip told me yesterday that he thinks that there is also an issue with a bill he wants to get through the legislature that would save his taxpayers millions of dollars, and all of a sudden it's been stalled by Senate President Steve Sweeney, who's an ally of the governor. So we have a second North Jersey governor claiming political retaliation from Christie's office.
Now, when I heard that piece of it a few minutes before we went on the air, I was so surprised because we had Jersey City Mayor Steve Phillip on the show last month in conjunction with something else. And while he was here, because this GW Bridgegate story was breaking and it had to do with the mayor of Fort Lee, I asked him, well, has there been anything like this pertaining to you as a Democratic mayor who endorsed Barbara Buono? And he denied it. Listen.
You know, I think that perception exists around people, certainly around the Democratic Party and those Republicans that are more engaged and less engaged. I think that certainly is fair to say. I could just tell you from my personal experience, from somebody who hasn't endorsed him and hasn't had a particularly strong relationship personally, we still see when we ask for support for certain state projects, it's looked at on its merits.
I had asked him if there's a perception among mayors that there's a naughty and nice list in the governor's office, and he said, yeah, that perception exists, but the conclusion there, everything that he puts through in terms of a policy proposal is looked on its merits by the Christie administration. Now this new news breaking emerges, well, maybe not so much with respect to Steve Fuller.
You know, what we might be seeing here is that the damage that the governor is sustaining politically is empowering some critics to speak out a little louder. We've seen Republican legislators complain a little bit about him anonymously, which before they wouldn't even be quoted saying something like that. So there's, this might have opened some floodgates here in hurting the governor and allowing his critics to go after him a little more vocally and divulge some of the issues that they may have had and they may have been before scared to talk about.
Right. And, of course, there was no traffic jam, as far as we know, into the Holland Tunnel, which goes to Jersey City from Manhattan and back. Well, this is all very interesting. I guess we'll hear a little bit more about it since this is just breaking right now in the news coming up later this hour. But New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz checking out these documents that have been published just this morning by The Record, the newspaper from Bergen County and northern New Jersey generally. Some pretty shocking stuff here. And we are getting these documents up on our homepage. They are now up on our homepage. So listeners, if you want to read this for yourself, go to WNYC.org right on the homepage. You can follow what's been going on here and draw your own conclusions. Matt Katz, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.